If I run over it, it died. And the other mouse went around it, and it's a great big line. One year I left 3 wild hares out there, and I had a 10-quart bucket. I believe I had 3 vines, and I took that 10-quart bucket out there and dug them. I got to pull.
What kind of bucket is that?
10-quart.
Oh, I see.
Out of 3 vines of tater. Taters, not potatoes.
Have you ever heard people call a bucket anything else?
Bucket.
Pail.
Pail.
That same thing?
I guess so. Yeah.
What do you usually think of a bucket being made of?
Tin. Well, do these days, but now when I was growing up, they had the old cedar bucket. We had 2 or 3 of them. Had the brass bands around them. I don't know what went with them, or some of us kids already had them. But my daddy died in 35. But I don't know what went with them old bucket. Boy, they'd be antique. They had 2 or 3 of them. Pretty sure. Boy, my daddy had lots of old antique stuff if we'd have just even thought.
Did you ever have any of these great big old black things that you see in the front yard people boil the clothes in?
Tub? No. Pot? That one right out there.
Is that right?
Ain't used it since I've been here. And she's been wanting to for 3 or 4 days to get it out there and put a bar in it. Oh yeah, I've had lots of them.
Well, how do you have good clean clothes when you use one of them?
They're right.
Yeah.
I had a 20 gallon one time. That's back when I used to have to kill hogs. And then I'd boil the water in. You never seen no hogs killed out in the open, did you?
Not out in the open. I worked in a packing house.
Oh yeah.
So I'd done inside.
Well, I've killed them right out in the wood yard, cleaned them and everything, ever since I was a boy. When the boys left home, we quit fooling with hogs. As long as they was around, we had to have them. And cows, too. Yeah, I had a little brown jug. It wasn't all brown, it was brown top. I believe it was 1/2 gallon. And an old boy said, I'll give you $6 for that. I said, nah, it ain't worth that. I said, I wouldn't want to charge a fella, or have a fella paying me more than anything's worth. I said, it ain't worth that. And it went on a year or two and I still had it. And one day I was afraid somebody would steal it. It's a wonder they hadn't already. We had sat around home. One day I said, well, I said, I know you want to give me $6 for that jug one day. And I said, I want to take it. I said, if you want it for $5, you can have it. Boy, he jerked that $5 and kissed it. I've got an old drawer knife, I bet I'd get $5 or $6 for it. It ain't worth a thing in the world. It's an old one. It's an old one. Just a real old one. I've got a lot of old antique stuff. Oh, not a lot. I've got several pieces. I've got my old pitchfork that I used years ago.